I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach.
Hello everyone, welcome to The Annuity Sales Coach. I am Chad Owen. I have been doing this for almost 15 years, actually a little over 15 years now. I'm at about $167 million since 2008 in written annuity production. I'm a little over, $16 million this year. And I'll tell you, I would not be surprised if I ended up writing over $25 to $30 million this year. It is the golden age of annuities. I don't care what anybody says about interest rates. Our products are incredible. Remember, we're selling safety and security. We're selling peace of mind. We're selling sleep insurance. We're selling a standpoint of safety, security, guaranteed income you can never outlive with no risk to the market. Now, well, that's not true. What if they don't need income? Okay, then fine. We're selling safety, security, guaranteed no market risk. It's still the same thing. That's why if the market goes up, the market goes down, it doesn't matter. Interest rates high, interest rates low, doesn't matter. Political unrest, political stability, it doesn't matter. Everything we do is based off of a peace of mind. And there's never a time in anybody's life where you cannot present a peace of mind type safe product that doesn't work. It's impossible. I have things like the DOL rule back in the day, the 151A, interest rates high, interest rates low, market crashing, market going up. It's just consistent for us. It doesn't matter. We are like robots. We just sit there and we go through the process over and over again about just giving people a peace of mind, and it's awesome. How do I maintain a peace of mind? How do I maintain a safe type environment? And quite frankly, in my world, there's no such thing as a safe environment. There just isn't. This is a crazy world. There's crazy things going on, and that's okay. But I always maintain peace in that. And how do I do that? A lot of times people, I just did a podcast talking about what my normal week looks like. My weeks are very volatile from the standpoint of it can change, but I'm very deliberate in what I do to make sure the things happen that I need to get done. So I went through my week and what it normally looks like, but I'm going to tell you now in a very broad, over 30,000 foot view of what I do. As you know, I have multiple businesses I run. I'm very involved in ministry. I have a lot of different organizations I help. How do I do this? Well, number one, I would say, is I learn how to work tired. I learn how to work exhausted. And how's that possible? You know, in the business world, people think they need to be rested. They think they need to have this nice little music playing, little harps and violins and little incense going. And we just need to have this peaceful type environment we work in. Our office needs to be peaceful and restful. No, that's not even remotely true. You think about athletes. Athletes, they know how to work tired. They know how to work exhausted. Especially, let's just say football. Football, you're in the fourth quarter and you are tired. You're playing hard, you're sweating, you're just running out of energy, but you still give it everything you got. And actually, the best of the best in a football game, they give everything they got from the second that first kickoff goes to the very last minute or second in the game. They will give it everything they got. And you cannot tell me they don't work tired. They don't work exhausted. And you think about marathon runners. God bless them. Holy cow. I have never seen a happy runner. They're always just, they look miserable. It just watch us. If you don't believe me or you're a runner, take a picture of your face while you're running and see what you look like. You look tired, you look exhausted, and you don't look like you're having fun. It's not very good motivation for me. That's why I don't run. If you guys would smile all the time and you'd look happy, then I might start running. Nope, I wouldn't start running. There's nothing that I could do. There's nothing that could be done that would make me start to run for fun. It just doesn't look fun for me. But marathon runners look exhausted the whole time. And it's just, why do they do that? Because they're competing. They're trying to get ahead. They're trying to win something. They have a goal. They have a target. They want to cross that finish line. And even if someone's not a professional marathon runner, I see people all the time practicing for a half marathon or a 5K. And they get very serious about it. And they talk about how tired they are in the beginning. And it's like, why are they so tired in the beginning? Because they haven't built up their endurance and their stamina. And that's what I get to do, is I get to be very deliberate in building up my endurance and stamina. And that's why I continue to push the way I do, because I'm able to handle more than what I was before, because I'm able to once again build that up. So I learn how to work tired. Delegation is the next one. So number two would be delegation and partnering with the right people. I'm telling you, my IMOBGAs that I work with, as far as I help train their agents, I'm very picky on who, because basically I have my own IMOBGA that I partner with that helps me with my business. I am not an IMOBGA. I do not recruit, will not recruit. I just love training agents. Then I have IMOBGAs that I actually help train their agents. They pay me to train their agents. So I go out and speak at their places. I do their agent gatherings. And I'm very deliberate on who I partner with. I will not pick up an organization that I think is a little slimy. They cut corners. They're not good to their agents. I will never partner with someone like that. I'm very deliberate on who I allow to be, who I allow myself to be partnered and represented with, but also delegation. I make sure that I have experts that I'm able to delegate things to, especially with the Retirement Realized Agents Academy and the Annuity Sales Coach. There's things that I'm doing right now. I have no clue how to do it. I don't know how to upload podcasts. I don't know how to create a new podcast. I don't know how to create a back end of a website. But I partner with the right people and I delegate things that I'm not good at, or somebody can do a lot better and more efficient. So that's just one of the things I do. Number three is not trying to reinvent something that works. I have agents all the time that I train them specifically on how the process is that I do, the system methodically, and then they go, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? Okay, that's great to ask those questions, but worry about mastering the process and the system first. So I find people around me that have already done something that are thriving. I told my kids, one of my children came up to me and they said they asked for advice from someone. And I said, the advice they asked, this person wasn't particularly, I would say, success in that area, but they liked them. They were a nice person. So I said, just out of curiosity, why would you ask someone for advice when they're not where you want to be and they're not at the lifestyle you want to be at? And when I'm saying lifestyle, I'm not talking about materialistic things. I'm talking about ethics, integrity, honesty. Do they have good relationships? Are they great with people? Do they love people? You know, are they success at what they're doing? Never ask someone for advice when they're not in an area of success, when they're struggling themselves. You just don't. Now you can say, hey, you know what? I saw you got through this challenging situation and you succeeded. How did you get out? How did you get out of that? What did you do? That's fine, but ask for advice. Find people that are where you want to be in a year, 2 years, 10 years. You're not going to ask someone who's been divorced 6 times and still has a rocky marriage on how to be a good husband or how to be a good wife. You're just not. Now, if you have someone that's been divorced twice and their third marriage is incredible, you go, okay, what did you do wrong the first 2 times? And why is this third one so great? Why? Because they've succeeded. But don't reinvent something that's already successful. Now, there's always things you can take that people are successful at and make them better. That's fine. You can do that. But make sure you're not reinventing. That's where my system and my process come in. It's just very deliberate. And that comes into number four, which is being deliberate at scheduling. I account for every minute I'm alive. Now, sometimes that minute means I'm sitting on the couch for 10 minutes like yesterday. I don't know how this happened because it's not common. But I was sitting on the couch and I actually fell asleep for about 10 minutes. And I woke up like, wow, I must be pretty tired because I didn't even realize that I actually fell asleep. And it was great. But I knew that was a time I was just going to chill out and watch a little bit of TV. That's not something normal for me. I'm not real big on watching hours and hours of TV. I think it's a waste of time. I think there's so many other things you can do in life that are more, let's just say, productive. And I'm not saying you have to go and study all the time and you have to be very intense all the time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying most TV nowadays is just too mindless. It just doesn't, it's not edifying. Let's put it that way. So I'm just very deliberate in my scheduling. I'm making sure that I have time for my family, time for my wife, time for my friends, time to do business. I'm just very deliberate. Number five would be task management, a to-do list. I am a huge fan of to-do list. I always have a to-do list. It's something that I live by. Why is that? Because my to-do list makes sure I don't have to think about all the things I thought I had to do because I have them all written down. So I don't have to spend all this energy going, what was that I had to do again? So between my phone, I actually have a physically written to-do list. My team is trying to get me on Google Calendars right now, and I'm slowly moving that direction. I use a Timetree app for our family. That way, everybody in our family has this Timetree app. It's an app that you just get on the Apple Store called Time, T-I-M-E, Tree, T-R-E-E. And I'm able to just know all my kids, because two of my oldest are married. We have two at home still. I have my schedule. I have my wife's schedule. So it's awesome because I can know at any given day what days we can get together, when we can go out to dinner, and I schedule that to be based off of everybody's schedule. The Google Calendar is for my office staff and for myself. It's also where my appointments are starting to be put on. I haven't got to that stage where I enter appointments yet, but my daughter works with me now, and she actually takes a picture of my calendar and she enters them in. So task management, to-do list. Make sure you have a to-do list. And man, the reason why I still write down a lot is because I just get a lot of satisfaction of the check, checking it off, Xing it, making sure it's like, oh, hey, look what I did this day. I had like 25 things to do and I got 15 done. Very rare do I ever get everything done in a day. It just gets moved on to the next day. Sometimes it takes weeks and months to get something accomplished. So we have number one, learn how to work hard. Number two, delegation, partnering with the right people. Number three, not trying to reinvent something that's already works. Number four, deliberate scheduling. Number five, task management, to-do list. And number six is taking time off to recharge. Spend the time with the ones you love most. As you know, my goal is to have 25% of my year retired. Now, I did an interesting thing this last week. Somebody said, wait a second, you're 46 years old and you spend a quarter of your year retired. How's that possible? And I was pretty impressed with that. I'm like, yeah, you know what? That is pretty amazing. I get to do that. But I said, okay, let's do this. Let's just take, we have 52 weeks in a year, and let's just say I take off a quarter of the year. So that's 39 weeks that are left. At 39 weeks, my average work week is, let's just say, about 70 hours. And so if I add 39 times 70 hours, that's 2,730 hours a year I work. If I divide that by 52, that's still almost 53 hours a week I work. So even though I'm only working 39 weeks a year, I still average, if I had a 52 week year that I worked every day, I would still be working 52 hours a week, which is more than most people work anyway. So I do make up for it. So you could technically say, you know, well, you don't technically take a quarter of the year off. That's true, because that's not true, because whoever came up with the 40-hour work week, that wasn't God. That wasn't, you know, that was some man somewhere that said, hey, 40 hours a week. I have no problem with working a 50, 60, 70-hour, 80-hour work week. It just doesn't bother me. As long as I'm incredibly deliberate on spending time. Like, I will never sacrifice my family on the altar of success. I make sure I date my wife. I make sure I go out with my kids and my family. We just go out and do things fun. Today, we're having everybody come over. It's one of the rare days I'm actually recording a podcast on a Sunday, but I had to do it because I've been gone for 18, 19 days. And so I wanted to make sure that I was able to stay in front of my clients. So once again, very deliberate in my time. And then number seven is my most critical one. It's the most important one. It's taking time. And once again, as you guys know, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. Whatever you do to get time away and alone, that's fine. But for me personally, I need to be in touch with God. He's my Father. He gives me direction. He gives me wisdom. The Holy Spirit gives me knowledge and revelation. I mean, I come up with ideas that I know weren't from me. We just put a contract on a piece of property. We're actually going to be buying, we bought commercial property. I have to go through the whole thing now, building a building, going through all the studies, all everything. I have to go through that whole process. But literally, I saw the property on Thursday. We put the contract on Friday. It was so divine. I can't even explain. I mean, literally, I walked on this piece of property, and it's this big step of faith, one of the biggest ones I've had in a long time. But It's one of those things that I just knew was right because I take time to get with God. I hear him talking to me. I hear him giving me direction. I hear him guiding me as a father, helping me make the right decisions. And that's just number seven for me. If I don't do number seven, number one through six doesn't mean anything because I want to be the best. And the only way I can be the best is to speak directly with my Creator. So I hope this helps you guys. I mean, once again, I'm focusing the last week we ended up doing what my normal work week looks like. This week, we just talked about how I am deliberate in my time, what I do to be successful. And I hope you appreciate that. But once again, guys, this is your business, your life. You got to do what makes sense for you. So appreciate your time. Happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.